Yeah, I was just going to say, if any of you don't know me, it's not because I didn't try. You need to try, but in the past 26 years, I think I've met a whole lot of people that have come and gone in this fellowship. And that's my spirit, is to make you welcome, make you a part of what God is doing in this fellowship. And so now we can go ahead, and Florence going to share a scripture, and then I'll share a brief testimony of what the life Lord's doing.
So actually, I just got the scripture during worship. So Trish, we're together on this. It's a scripture that I've thought of for Dale for a long time, but it seems really appropriate now, and that is from Psalm 37. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he will not be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand.
Thank you. Good morning. I want to thank Bill for the opportunity to share my testimony today. It started last May when my endocrinologist found a small... Oh, okay. Hold a black spot on the end of my toe, left toe. And the podiatrist removed it, cut it off, but it never healed. And in July, it was determined that they did a bypass, and I had very poor blood flow. And my leg was good, but when it hit the ankle, it had calcified, and there was nothing from my ankle down. So the surgeon tried to insert, that's what it was, a bypass. They tried to insert a balloon and a wire, and the wire didn't even go through. So finally in September, they admitted me to the hospital, and they had the first toe amputated. And then after the operation, I was in the hospital bed, and I just sensed a voice talking to me, and it said that before all this is over, I would not have a foot. That my foot would be gone, as well as my ankle and foot. And, it wasn't like, I didn't really, at the time, didn't think much about it, really, just other than the fact it happened. And then I had three more amputations of all the other toes, and at the end of it, they decided, because there's no circulation, that they had to remove my ankle and foot, and 8 inches of my foot and ankle. And then because I had quite a bit of pain medicine, I did not realize until after the surgery, when I woke up, I looked down, my foot and 8 inches of my leg was gone. And at the same time, I remembered what the Lord had told me, and realized that God had prepared me so that I felt like there was no resentment. Like, why did God do all this to happen? But I felt like it was a purpose for me for my life to continue on. I would learn to walk, it was no resentment in my life because of it, for allowing this to happen. I sensed that I have, at the time, all this through this whole period, I sense prayers from many of you, all of you, whoever knew about it, and I was determined to get through this time with the Lord's help. I had many visits from people from Christ Community members at my hospital, at the rehab place. I had two different rehab places, and people came. I appreciated the fact of Jim Walker and Bobby Bresson coming. Many, and also many of you, including Janice Watson, Pat Murray, and Alice Mandano, they arranged foods and stuff. They continued to encourage me and to minister to my wife especially. I want to just share that my wife has been a saint for me, caring for me through this whole time. It's very stressful, the things we have to go through, and, the fact that I can't get up and walk to the kitchen or things like that, at least that before. Anyway, so I tried to maintain a good spirit throughout, despite the pain, that comes and goes. Even when I have a pain in my left foot and it's not there. You know, it's a phantom pain they have. It's very common. And when I heard about the ramp, I was totally blown away because I, you know, never expected something like that. And especially by the men who designed it, Justin Walton and Tom Evans. And the funny thing, the other last couple Sundays ago, I was sitting where we parked in a handicap, and I looked up, and the annex walkway is the same as my ramp. It's the same exact thing. So
I have to interject something here. We had a family meeting, and I realized that the doorway is downstairs. I was so happy that we had a downstairs bathroom and bedroom, and then I realized they were real narrow, so I didn't know if he could access them. And I was sitting in the parking lot of Walmart sobbing, and there was a message from Tom Evans, and he said, "We got to get this thing done." And I'm coming out tomorrow. Well, the poor guy ended up having vertigo on Saturday, so he couldn't come. And then on Sunday, he and Elaine had come in the drizzle. And they're out there, and he's trying to figure out, because to meet code, it has to be a certain pitch and all this stuff that I didn't understand. And it wasn't going to work easily. And he was out there with his little darling. And then he came, and Lisa's daughter was getting married that week, and he came and supervised, and he's measuring. I mean, he was determined it was going to get done right. And it was just like an angel. I mean, when he called me, I was at the, I sound like Anne of Green Gables. I was at the depths of despair. Go ahead.
And also, I was really blessed by the construction team that came from Bridge Ministries. I've always had a kindred spirit for William and Charles. They've been like my brothers. And all the men at Bridge, I feel like they're all my brothers too. The labor of love that not only ministered to me, but had a ripple effect to our friends and family who were not part of the church family, but they were amazed by this act of kindness and mercy. You know, just a generosity. When I came home, meals were provided, and visits continued. Jim Walker, Bobby Bresson have been like angels to me. Whenever I need something, they kind of show up. To top it off, Patty Murray organized a Christmas party, was like a luncheon gathering, and all of a sudden out came this, it was a generous monetary blessing displayed as a little, pretty little tree covered with money. And all of you who donated, I just again say thank you so much. In fact, what is it here? Oh, we were so overwhelmed. Florence was a little bit beyond words, and I cried a little bit, like I just did now. And I'm forever appreciative of the cards, encouragement, and the love shown to all of us, both of us. And I am here today to praise God for rescuing me, for protecting me through my whole life. I have several examples of where God has worked in my life. The most exciting one for me is when 1982, he told me that I was going to quit smoking. On Friday, he said, "No smoking beyond this point," on a sign at work. And on Monday, after I was water baptized to join a church, I picked up a pack of cigarettes on my desk and threw them away 36 years ago. I haven't touched one since. And God did that, not me. And that's why I'm going to be 73 next month. Protected me, and for his love, and for the love of God that comes from all of you. It's so evident, and it is truly exciting to feel the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus. I hope that I can continue to demonstrate his love for me and for all of you. And I just say, bless his holy name. Amen. And amen.